100.7 WHUD. Good morning. The time is 8:47.
Grammy and Oscar winner singer-songwriter Melissa Etheridge brings her solo show to Ridgefield Playhouse next Monday and Tuesday nights rather than two shows in one night.
One, my shows are 2 hours long, so I can only do one show a night. But the Ridgefield Playhouse is such an intimate, amazing little place. I love playing there. The acoustics are great. Sight lines are great. And this show, my solo acoustic show, really fits that sort of atmosphere and the perfect place. So we wanted to set up for two nights there.
Well, you know, I always describe it to people who haven't performed there as sort of like being in someone's living room, because it's a fairly small venue with 500 seats, and everybody, like you say, has got great sight lines. So you feel like you're sitting among friends playing your guitar, right?
And that's exactly kind of what the show is. I mean, I don't just play acoustic. I play a lot of electric. I have some hand drums that I create some loops with, and it's a real rockin' show. But it's very intimate, and I'm able to really connect and tell some stories and really just have a great time with the audience. Well, that's sort of where I came from. I played for 5 years as a solo artist and really, honed my craft that way and learned how to write and learned how to play. And all the songs that I've ever written have come from a place where I can play them solo. That's been the root of all my music. So it's easy for me to kind of take off the band and still present this this part of me. And so I like to do it I think the last time I did it was 2009. I did a little bit, and then 2001 I did a whole tour. So every now and then I like to get out and provide the fans with this intimate interaction.
Do you find yourself talking to yourself off stage because there's no band members to interact with?
No, I talk a lot to the audience. Sometimes I get very chatty because it's like, I'm just all lonely up here. Talk to me. We have a really good time, that's for sure. Just with everything, with the songs, with my life, with whatever happens, you know, that day, it's really a lovely way to communicate with the audience.
So two nights in a row at Ridgefield, I suppose the second show will be not completely different, but different certainly from the first show.
Oh, yes. I always mix up my set list. I mean, I'm always going to do the songs you know and love. We're going to do Come to My Window, I'm the Only One, you know, Bring Some Water. We're going to hit all those songs. And I'm going to do some deeper album cuts that are fun to do, that show off, you know, musically some stuff I like to do, and a couple of songs off the new album. So it's a well-rounded night.
I'm sure musicians come to your shows, young people look up to you. What kind of advice do you give them?
You know, when I'm asked, I always say, look, this is a journey. There's no end, you know, prize, pot of gold at the end. It's the whole journey that is the pot of gold. And if you are living your life and making your music and loving the experience, then that's what it's about. You will have different degrees of success along the way, and it's all in how you hold it. And if you love what you do, then, you know, you're doing it, you're making it.
And, you know, I look at this as like the Celine Dion residency in Vegas, only light.
It's my Ridgefield, Connecticut residency.
Melissa Etheridge is going to sell out, and it's going to be a show that everybody will be talking about for the rest of the year.
Aw, thank you so much.
Intimate interaction with Melissa Etheridge, chatting to you, caller 7, and your guest. You're going to Ridgefield Playhouse.
Yeah, and these tickets are worth $125 a pop. So here we go. Call number 7 at 1-877-274-9483. This is for next Tuesday night, 8 o'clock. She's there Monday and Tuesday, but these are for Tuesday only. 8 o'clock, Ridgefield Playhouse. Call number 7, 1-877-274-9483. Good luck.